We're on the bottom of Hey Amad Aleph. V'omer le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Mai desiv ki shtayim roos osu ami. Tartin hu dahavi esrim v'arba shviki lehu. It says that Klal Yisrael did two things bad. Gemara asks, there's only two things. There were either, one gear says 24 or 22. And Pashas, it goes on the Psukim in Yirmiyah or in Yechezkel that list the whole list of Averis that Klal Yisrael did, and there's a list of either 22 or 24. In Yirmiyah, 24, and Yechezkel, 22. Others say that Esrim V'Arba or Esrim V'Shtayim means they were over on all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, or all the 24 books of Tanakh. That's the 22 or 24. Omar lei hochi om Rabbi Yochanan. Acha shehishkula kishtayim. They did something that is one thing that was considered like two. Ma'iniu avodah zarah. And that is avodah zarah. Some say it's considered like two because over avodah zarah, over anochi and lo yelecha. But the Gemara is mashma that it's a different idea, what it means, one that's like two. Dechsid kishtayim ros osu ami, osi ozovu. Not only did they forsake me, had they forsaken me for something worthwhile is one thing, but they did two things, like forsook me, mekor mayim chayim, lachtsov lahem, be'eros nishborim, to dig wells that are broken and meaningless. So the two things wrong are, not only they forsook me for things that are worthless. Uksiv behu, ki ivru iye kitiyim ru'u v'keder shilchu v'izbonin u'ma'ot, go and observe these goyim. Ha'hemir goy Elohim, have any of them ever given up their gods? V'hema lo Elohim, and then they have no power, they're not gods at all. V'ani hemir klodi below yoil. And Klal Yisrael gave up my honor for something that has no benefit. Tana, the Gemara explains it, kutiyim ovdim la'esh, the kadorim ovdim l'mayim. Kusim serve fire, and kadorim serve water. Even though they know that the water can put out the fire, they still, lohimiru Elohim, they didn't give up serving the fire. The ami hemir kvodi below yoil. And Klal Yisrael gave up the Rabbanu Shalom for things that are worthless. Esrim v'arba shvikilahu, bitmiyo, the parshas, ha-tishvot chofdal ravera sha'ovru. In Yechezkel, it lists 24 averas that Klal Yisrael do. Loshen acher sha'ovru chofdal et svarim. Another pshat is that they transgressed all 24 svarim of Tanakh. Sheshkula kishtayim, dechavos, dekusim, dekadorim, kinemeforish, sheheru mishneyim. That it's equal to these two goyim that didn't give up their gods. Lo hevinu mehem, they didn't learn from the kutsim and the kadorim, apopishi yirosim chusa, even though their gods were very, very menial. Lo ro lehomir, and still they didn't give them up. Va'ami hemiru be'acher, velo od ele below yoyim. And Klal Yisrael gave up the Rabbanu Shalom, and not only that, for something worthless. Okay, go on. V'omer le'Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Again, these are all things Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, even though they don't have any connection one to the other. Ma'i desiv ayika shezokein Shmuel, when Shmuel got old, u'misiv Shmuel kulei hai, did Shmuel get so old? V'habar nun beizavi, he died when he was 52, not so old. Domar mar, meis benun beishona zeu misosel shel Shmuel haramasi. Person dies at 52, that's the mis of Shmuel haramasi. Right, so you should, a person shouldn't think he's chayv koris or something for dying at 52. That was the mis of a tzaddik. Amar lei hachi om Rabbi Yochanan. Zikna kofta olav. He got old fast. He looked old. Dechsiv nichamti kim lachti yashol. Why did he get old? He looked so old when he died, even though he was only 52. Because the Rabbanu Shalom said that he has regrets in making shol the melech. Omer lefan of Rabbanu Shalom, shekaltani kamoshe v'yarum. You considered me like Moshe v'yarum. Dechsiv, Moshe v'yarum, b'choanov, u'shmuel v'kori shemo. And even though this pasuk is in Tehillim, which was written by David HaMelech, but David HaMelech only compiled Tehillim. He didn't author it, all of it. And therefore, this pasuk already was Baal Peh in the time of Shmuel, before David HaMelech. But Shmuel knew that the Rabbanu Shalom compared him to Moshe and Aaron. Ma Moshe v'Aaron lo bitlu ma'aseh yedeihem b'chayehem, af ani lo yispatlu ma'aseh yodeh b'chayeh. Just like Moshe and Aaron, what they did wasn't bottled during their lifetime. So what I did, what I anointed Shaul, shouldn't be bottled in my lifetime. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechi yavid. So I want to do what you want, but how can I do it? Lemo Shaul lo koshovik Shmuel. I should make Shaul die that Shmuel doesn't let me do. Limo Shmuel adezuter meranani abasrei. Right? If I make Shmuel die young, people have tainus. How come this tzaddik died young? It'll be a chilul Hashem. Lo lemo Shaul v'lo lemo Shmuel. Shaul shouldn't die and Shmuel shouldn't die. Kvar higia malchus David. Vein malchus nogas b'chaver tafilu k'molei neimo. Time came for David and Melech to rule. Shaul has to die. Because one malchus doesn't touch or overlap another malchus even by a hair's breadth. So when the time comes, it has to happen. So the Rosh says, I got a problem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ak bitzol of zikna, I'll make Shmuel look old, and then, realize that they'll think he's old, so it won't be a chilul Hashem if he dies young. Hainu v'chsiv, v'shol yoshev v'giva, tachas ha'eshul b'rama. Right, Shaul was in Giva, under the Eshel in Rama. Rama and Giva are two different places. The Chimain in Giva is a Rama. El Alomar Lachon, mi garam le Shaul, she yeshe be Giva, shtei shanim u'mechza, who affected that Shaul should live another 2.5 years and live in Giva for another 2.5 years, tfilasol she Shmuel ha-Ramosi. That Shmuel's tfila helped that Shaul was able to live 2.5 years because God wanted to kill him right away after the chait of Amalek. Mor says, Umi mitchi gavra mikme gavra. Does the Rabbanu Shalom push one person away because of another person? In Omer of Shmuel Nachmeni, Omer of Yonason, Maidech Siv al Kain, Chotzafti b'neviim, Haragtim b'imrei pi, b'maseim lo nimber. So sometimes the Rabbanu Shalom kills somebody b'imrei pi because he decreed something's going to be, and now it has to happen. So the person doesn't die because of his evil deeds. He dies because that's the way the world was set up. Ela b'imrei pi. Alma mitchi gavra mikme gavra. Rashi. The ha'omer mar b'moi kotten. Zu misos o sheshmul ha'ramosi. V'lo misas koresi. Shouldn't think a person dies at 52, he died misas koresi. Meseches machos meforish meis bekach shonim zui misas koresi. Bekach bekach zui misas askara. All different kinds, ages of death signify other things, but if somebody died at 52, it doesn't signify anything bad, because Shmuel HaNovi died at 52. Yomav Shoshmuel Nun Beishona, Dechsiv Ad Yigomel Hanar, says that his mother Chana didn't bring him until he was weaned. The Chav Dalit Chadoshim Nikra Tinok, 24 months he's called a baby. After that he's weaned, and he's what's it called, that's when she brought him. So she brought him at 2 years old to Eli. Uksiv, Vayeshev Shom Ad Olam, Olam Oshel Levi. And he stayed there for the whole Olam, the Olam of a Levi. Levi served for 50 years. Chamishim Shana. Shenemar, Miben Chamishim Shana, Yashav Mitzvah Avoda. After 50 years, the Levium stopped working. They retired. Yushalmi. And therefore, Yishmuel was 52 when he died. The Seder Olam Timtza Kishnei Dafim Tosefes Alzeh. You look in Seder Olam, Tosos here as a whole, Cheshbin, of how we get that Shmuel was 52 when he died. Kovtza Hilbin Saru. He turned white early. So they ask, Lechora, that's very nice, but people knew that Shmuel was young. What difference does it make if he looked old? It's still the same Chilul Hashem. The answer, one of the answers is that what you see makes more of an impression than what you know. We spoke about it, Shabbos HaGadol, that Choshech, even though Paro knew that Jews died, he didn't see it, didn't make the same impression on him. Here, what you see, even though it contradicts what you know, what you know doesn't make the same impression anymore. Others say, Kofzol of Zikna means he got old quickly, so people realize he didn't die suddenly. Had he died at 52 suddenly, it would have been a Chilul Hashem. But because he aged gradually, faster than other people, so people realize she lived a faster life than other people. Somebody once said, they asked the king to Vilna Gaon, but I don't think it was a Vilna Gaon, somebody else, that what's it called, he only slept, 2 hours total during the day. Somebody asked somebody could do that. He says, I have a sharp mind, just like I can learn faster than other people, I can sleep faster than other people. So he aged faster than other people. Nichamti, the Russia wanted to kill Shaul immediately, but he gave him a respite of 2.5 years in the Schus of Shmuel. Shekaltani k'moshev Yaron, t'chsi moshev Yaron b'kohanov, u'shmuel b'korishmo, shovim him, they're equal. Naisi yedeyam Yoshua. Yoshua wasn't bottled in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. Afu ha'yatom midl shel Aaron, k'namrin be'erevin, yotza Moshe v'shonu le'en Aaron pirko. And Yoshua was both Moshe's Talmid and Aaron's Talmid. So Moshe and Aaron's handiwork, their Talmidim were in bottle in their time. Kizuter Bacher, he's young, 52 is young. Maranani Kule Alma Basre. The Amri bin the Mizuter, Shemachas the Shom Aveira Haisabo. People be choshed that Shmuel died either because he had Aveiras or because the Rabban Shalom Stam killed him without Aveiras, which is a Chil Hashem. The Chima in Givas Binyamin Eitzel Rama Bahar Ephraim. Giva was in Shevet Binyamin and Rama was in Har Ephraim. She Yosha Bei Shonim Umechza Kenim Farsh Beseid Rolam She Molech Machtzis Shana Ashtei Esrei Ushnei Mesrei Ushlosho Asar that Shaul HaMelech was Molech a portion of the 12th year, the 13th year of Shmuel. Ushmuel Meis Besov Shna Shlosh Esrei Lesof Shmuel Nechadoshim. And Shmuel died in the eight months into the 13th year. Mid Minchi Gavra, the Itchi Shmuel, Mit David. Shmuel had to die so in order that Shaul could die, in order that David should become the Melech. Not because he did anything wrong, but because the time had come for the order to change. The Maseim Lo Nemar, the Mashma Bavur Chet. Sometimes Ela Bimrei Pi. Mipnei Dover Shegozarti, because the Rabban Shalom decreed something has to be, people have to die in order that decree should come about. Going high, Maisa Shmuel. Okay.
How can Shmuel ask that Hashem killed him?
What?
How can Shmuel ask
that
Hashem killed him?
He didn't ask that Rabban Shalom killed him. He asked that he asked that Shaul shouldn't be killed in his lifetime. That's all. So he was hoping that Shaul would be forgiven. But the Rabban Shalom said that can't be because of David. So the Rabban Shalom made Shmuel die in order that David should be able to go melech.
Didn't the tzaddikim die young also?
What? Yeah, that's what they say, that it's clear that they fulfilled their purpose. But by Shmuel it didn't look like that. That's why he gradually died. People said they don't die a sudden death. That's the thing. They die a sudden death in the Chanami. It leads itself to the greater the person, the more the Chul Hashem could be.
Well, because he was compared to Moshe and Aaron, and they lived long. They should have lived long.
Okay, Mara doesn't say that, but okay, could be. Okay. Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak have a yasi b'sudas. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak were eating together. Omer le Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Le mamar milsa. Say something. Omer le hachi om Rav Yochanan. Name a sichem b'suda. Don't talk when you eat. That's what he said. So the maisi don't say long things, but something short he could say. Right? So he could say, name a sichem b'suda. Also it says that when you're eating, after you swallow, he could say something. But while you're chewing, then we're afraid you're going to choke. So he said this quickly between the swallows. Shemayakdim kondaladeshet, because maybe the food will go down the windpipe and not the esophagus and you'll choke. The yavali de sakana. Basar desol, so after they ate, so he didn't ask them to say anything anymore during the meal. Yes, after they ate. Omerle hochim Rav Yochanan. Yaakov Avinu lomes. So he said, Rav Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Omerle v'chi bichdi softu savdaina v'chontu chantaya v'kovru kivraya. Right, so he said to him, if he didn't die, then why did they eulogize him and embalm him and bury him? So first of all, they say over here the embalming wasn't the kind of embalming that we have today, or the kind the Egyptians did, or whatever. They tore out the insides of the person, filled them up with preservatives, but it was all external. They put chemicals on the outside of the body to preserve it. And even though Yaakov Avinu didn't need that, because tzaddikim's bodies don't decompose, but in order they shouldn't make him a god when they see he didn't decompose and he wasn't embalmed, so they embalmed him stam, because that was the minig, or it was a covet to be embalmed, and he didn't want to deny his father that covet. But it wasn't the kind of, because if he didn't die and they tore out his insides, pretty bad thing. So Amarlein Mikra Nidoresh, he said, Enochanami, looks pretty bad. They buried him, they eulogized him, and they embalmed him, but the Pasuk says he didn't die. Shenemer, V'yata al tira afi Yaakov, Numashem, V'yaltechas Yisrael, Kihinini Moshiach Amirachok, V'yazarach Amirat Shovim, Makishu Lazaro, Mazaro Bechai, Mafu Bechai. So some say what it means is, not that he didn't die physically. Physically his body died. But spiritually, death didn't affect his neshama, separated from the body completely, that's called death. Here, his neshama wasn't separated completely from his body, because through his children, he always had a connection to this world. That's the Asura Mamora says. And others say, Pasha, that Enochidami, he never died completely. His body and soul didn't separate, and there was still a life force by Yaakov Avinu's body. And it says when they killed Esav, when they were going to bury him, Yaakov sat up and smiled. He still had a life force in his body, even though he was buried or whatever. You see from here also, the Pasuk says something, even though with your five senses, it looks like he's dead, they buried him or whatever, you have to say that your senses are fooling you, and the truth is that Yaakov Avinu is not dead. Okay, Rashi. Shema Yakim Kana, Kishiyotse Hakol, when you're talking, Niftach Oso Kova, Shalpi Hakana. So your trachea is opened. The air comes out and goes through the vocal cords. That's what makes the speech. So your windpipe is open when you talk. The Nichnas Bo Michael, and then because it's opened, the things called the epiglottis is a thing that covers the windpipe when you eat. So the food doesn't go down the windpipe. But if you're talking at the same time you're eating, the epiglottis opens up, and the food could slip down the windpipe and choke you. And you get in danger of your life. Food goes down the esophagus, air comes from the trachea. Not that one said to the other. He said, say something. Yaakov Avinu lives forever. If that's the case, why they eulogize him? For nothing. They thought he was dead. But Lamaisi wasn't really dead. Wasn't completely dead. Mazaru b'chayim, k'shu makabes et Yisrael me'eret shovim, ha'chayim hu makabes, shehem b'shevi, shameisim ena b'shevi. When you gather people from captivity, you gather the live ones, not the dead ones, because dead ones are no longer in captivity. Today that may not be the case. But in any case, it used to be that when you ransom captives, they were still alive. Afu b'chayim, shivienu b'gola, today legal as bonav. The Rebbeinu will bring Yaakov Avinu into captivity in order to redeem his children with him. Le'enov, in his eyes. K'moshe Matzino, in his presence. B'mitzrayim, b'yar Yisrael, b'darshinu Yisrael Saba. That the Rebbeinu, that Yaakov Avinu, b'yar Yisrael, is not going on the Jewish people, it's going on Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael. He appeared to be dead, right? To the senses, he appeared dead. But in actuality, he wasn't dead. What real death is never affected him. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'omer rachav rachav midi nikri. If somebody says rachav twice, he becomes a balkari. So first of all, Rabbi Yitzchak said it. Why didn't he become a balkari? He said rachav twice. Amar le'Rav Nachman, anon mina v'lo ichbisli. I said it twice, nothing happened to me. You should have asked him. You said it twice, nothing happened to you. Amarle ki kamina biyoda uva makira. Somebody who knows her and recognizes, saw her. And Yoda, I think Rashi says that he lived with her, some say. Rashi, koloma rachav rachav miad mikri, nasa balkeri. Lo ichvasli eni choshesh. I can say it, and doesn't happen anything to me. Biyoda hainu nomi makira. You know her, and you, that means you know her, you saw her once. You saw rachav. Tosa says, Yoda means shabo aleha. You live with her. If you live with her and you remember her, then just saying her name will make you a Balkari. But if you didn't know her, you never saw her, then it's not going to affect you. So in any case, so they ask her, what's an afkamina? Who knows Rachav? That you need a Gemara to tell me, don't say Rachav twice in case you knew her or ever saw her. Right? So the Ben Yehoyada says, since we see from here that just mentioning somebody's name, a woman that you know well or whatever could bring you to carry. So it's not proper, therefore it's a derechiba to mention a woman's name twice. Mashma from him, that mentioning her name once is not a problem. So places they have these minhagim where they don't mention women's names. I see these alonim here all the time. Right? The kiddush is by Aryeh so-and-so and B, whatever, just her initial. Right? The chora Megillus Aleph, right. Shouldn't say Megillus Esther because it's a woman's name. And what's it called? I hate to make fun of things that are done for the extra case of sneers, but sometimes there's no makoros for these kind of things. I don't think anybody ever, people put out, hespedim for women with their names, and even living women. I don't, it just beyond my... I'm not such a big tzaddik. It just seems to be
Esther,
ridiculous.
It's not
what?
Esther, we don't know. Right?
What? Megillus Esther, we call Megillus Esther when she was alive, too. And I'm saying, that it's not, what's it called? It's only twice, Biyodov Makira. Right? That's what the Gemara is telling me. Don't say the Lashon Chiba, repeat the name twice, the Lashon Chiba. Mashmah one time is Nishkeferlich. In any case, okay. The Sora I have for my Rebbeim, they used to call my wife by her name. Right, it's a COVID, not a whatever. Okay, in any case.
Derech Kabbalah, you not using
whatever. Derech, whatever. Okay, Havi Miftri Mehadodi, when they parted ways, Omer Le Livorchon Mar. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, give me a bracha. No, Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman mi Rav Yitzchak, right. Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman bid farewell to Rav Yitzchak, so he asked him, give me a bracha. Omer lei, em shalach ha-mashal. What kind of bracha can I give you? I'll give you a mashal. Ma'ad over dalme. La'adam shayaholik b'midbar. Person was walking in the desert. V'hoya ra'ev v'ayev b'tzame. He was hungry, tired, and thirsty. Matza Ilan Shapirosa Mesukim, he found a tree where the fruit was sweet, took care of his hunger. The Tzilo Noah took away care of his being tired. The Ama Samayim Overis Tachtov took away of his thirst. Ocham Mipirosov, Shosa Mimov, the Yosha Bitsilo. Shabikesh Lelech, he wanted to leave, he wanted to bless the tree. Omar Ilan Ilan Bamavar Hecha. If I tell you that your fruit should be sweet, it's already sweet. All the shoots that grow from you should be like you. So too, he said to him, Rav Nachman was the chassan of the Beit Nesiyah. He was rich. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And he, what's it called, he had children who were Talmud Chachamim. I think it was Rav Yitzchak. Who's talking here to who? When Rav Nachman bid farewell from Rav Yitzchak asked him, right, Rav Yitzchak, was a godel, yeah? In any case. So he was a godel, he was an usher, and he had children who were talmid chachamim. So he says, what should I give you a bracha? Im b'torah hari torah, im b'osher hari osher, im b'vonim hari bonim. Ela yirason shiu tzetzoi me'echa kamoscha. All of your descendants should be like you. Rashi. Ki havi mifter Rav Nachman mirav Yitzchak, v'hoya tzilon Noah, Shazet Sarik La'adim Ayef La'nuach Tachra. Shade is good for a person who's tired. Uperosa Mesukim L'rod. And the fruit, it was good for the hunger. Ba'ama Samayim L'tzame. Yehi Kamoscha, you Kamoscha, B'Tora U'la'osher V'Kavod. Right? That should all be like you, that should have the same Torah and Osher, the Kavod, that you have.